Greetings and many blessings to you, brothers and sisters throughout the world. In Jesus' name, this is me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with a message for you today called Valentine's Day, Fact or Fiction. Many people today, including Christians, will have sent their loved ones emotionally filled presents, cards, gifts. They may be sitting down tonight to romantic meals with candles, celebrating, enjoying company, enjoying their love, considering and believing, not even maybe thinking about the fact that it was first established by Pope Galatius in 496 AD, and it was made to honour a supposed Christian martyr called Valentius, of whom nothing, yes, of whom nothing is truly known, just like Santa Claus. Valentine did not exist. For example, in the Apostate Catholic Church, the liturgical commemoration was removed in 1969 from the Universal Liturgical Veneration. But, and here's a quote, Martyr Valentius the Prebester and those with him at Rome still remains in the list of saints proposed for veneration by all Catholics. Now the said Pope Galatius said, quote, His acts are known only to God. Yes, they did not know anything about him. Even this Pope knew that this man was a ridiculous idea, a myth. He's supposed to be a Christian martyr with no history. Some say even that Geoffrey Chaucer invented the association with this love day in the 14th century. Now the 18th century antiquarians Butler and Douce, noting his identity and its obscurity, suggest, not without evidence, that this was a Romish plan to supersede the pagan holiday of Lupercalia. Also, the Vatican encouraged fables abounding regarding St. Valentine receiving a rosary from the Virgin Mary, because as we know, that is impossible. That is not possible. And also, consider the images on the cards. Consider the adverts. Consider all the gifts. What do they have on? They have Cupid. Cupid was a sexually depraved god of desire and erotic love. As Christian, are you celebrating this today? Are you sitting down to eat meals that have been offered to idols or superstitious rituals? Do you think the Lord Jesus honours this? Back to love. Human love is but a speck of dust compared to the outstanding love of our Father God. How much does he love the sinful, wretched mankind? Hear his word from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. And here we go. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, Christ Jesus, knowing that he was going to go to the cross, knowing what would befall him, he didn't come down from the cross. He said, Father, if it is at all possible, take away this cup of suffering from me. But yet, he still went to the cross for your sins. In Romans 5:7 it tells us, brethren, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man even dare to die. And verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, for you. Hallelujah. Yes, human love is nothing compared to God's love. Today, will you sit down and enjoy your meal offered to idols? Will you sit down and celebrate Romish superstition when God, through Christ Jesus, his love presence to you today, our love presence promises a power to witness last day blessings, future glory, confirmation, becoming rich through Christ, of victory in spiritual war, imputed righteousness, fruits of the Spirit, victories of the flesh, hallelujah, chosen to be holiness. Yes, God has predestinated us. He has made us accepted in the beloved, hallelujah. He has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, hallelujah. Today, knowing this history that I have told you, I ask you to consider not sitting down for that meal tonight that is offered to a Roman sex god. I ask you to not sit down and celebrate a legend, a superstition legend, taken from the heart of Romish liturgy. For Lentius, no one knows who he is. There was no person. And he's still venerated. His acts are only known to God, they say. Now come on. Here I finish with these words. True love. Ephesians 3:19. And to know, and I wish this to you today, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. May that be your present today, not from Valentine's Day, but the bestest, greatest thing of all. Today is a gift from God. That is why we call it the present. Hallelujah. Yes, today you have been, if you have looked to and trusted on Christ's finished work for the forgiveness of your sins, you have been accepted in the beloved, and he will shed his love abroad in your heart. For love is not just a descriptive word, it is a person. God is love. Hallelujah. May you know, embrace and accept his love today. Hallelujah. Not superstitions, not idolatry, but the love of our Lord Jesus Christ who went to the cross for you. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Hallelujah.